Welsh rock star and convicted pedophile beaten and stabbed in prison. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Very touchy subject here. But it's a touchy subject for me because the Christian in me does not, it's hard, I can't even say it. I shouldn't be feeling joy about this person being beaten and stabbed. So that's why I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted because when it comes to pedophiles and rapists, they're the lowest of the lowest. It's hard for me to want to pray for forgiveness for them. And I know I'm supposed to, and I shouldn't be feeling any joy from this guy being beaten and stabbed in prison, but I'm still human. I'm not perfect. None of us are. And so, even for this, I have to pray for feeling this way and ask for forgiveness because I shouldn't be feeling joy. But let's read the story here. A convicted pedophile, former rock star, may have learned just how vile his crimes were after reported hours long hostage situation ended in life-threatening condition. In 2013, Ian Watkins, the lead singer of I don't even know what this band is. I don't really listen. The band is called Since Disbanded Welsh Rock Group Lost Prophets, was sentenced to 29 years in prison for a slew of child sex crimes. Saturday, after roughly a decade of incarceration, the Mirror reported he had been transported to the hospital after being beaten and stabbed multiple times. A source informed the outlet that the prisoner was found by officers after being held hostage and battered on Saturday morning. He's in life-threatening condition, and there are fears he could die. If he survives, he'll have been very lucky. The singer was said to have had a direct target on his back. Of course, this is what happens when anyone who does things like this to children or rapists end up in jail, especially when you do something to a child. 9 out of 10 times, this is your faith. And again, I shouldn't be feeling anything of joy here. It's very hard for me not to. Anyway, and his fellow inmates had been merely waiting for the right opportunity where less staff would be available to intercede. That time was eventually Saturday morning around 9 a.m. when three prisoners were said to have taken Watkins hostage for roughly 6 hours in His Majesty's Prison, Wakefield in West Yorkshire. Only after the inmate had been beaten and stabbed multiple times, leaving him in life-threatening condition, were prison officers from a tornado team able to free the convict through the use of special riot training and stun grenades. A prison service spokesperson remained tight-lipped about details related to the incident and said in a statement, "Police are investigating an incident which took place on Saturday morning at HMP Wakefield. We are unable to comment further while the police investigate. Court documents showed that the rocker's crimes dated as far back as at least March 27, 2007, when he had engaged in various sex acts with a 16-year-old female and filmed them. The following year, a similar incident occurred that included apparent drug use. Further still, in what likely led to the sentencing judge at Cardiff Crown Court stating his crimes plumbed new depths of depravity, his November 2013 trial brought to light details of Watkins' relations with two women. One, the mother of a 10-month-old boy, and the other of an infant girl who had videoed themselves with him sexually abusing former and at least conspiring to do so with the latter. The planning and graphic detail are bad enough. The sentencing documents detailing the horrific acts stated, the videoing of what you were both doing is an aggravating factor. The enjoyment both of you can be seen to derive from what you were doing is both sickening and incomprehensible. The mirror detailed Watkins' guilty plea on 13 child sex offenses, which included conspiring to rape a child, 3 counts of sexual assault involving children, 7 involving taking, making, or possessing indecent images of children, and 1 possessing an extreme pornographic image involving a sex act of an animal. He also admitted to the rape and sexual assault of a child who was under the age of 13, the outlet detailed. Other inmates held at the prison, nicknamed the Monster Mansion, included serial killer Harold Shipman and Robert Madowsley, who had been dubbed Hannibal the Cannibal. So, yeah, I mean, again, I can't, you know, violence begot violence, but when you hear of the heinous things he did to children, it's very hard to feel bad for him. I'll put it that way. It's very hard, very difficult to feel bad for him. Nonetheless, we all have fallen from grace, and we all need to repent of our sins, and so does he, just as well as I and everyone who's listening or watching this video. We all have fell short of the grace of God. We all have to repent. I don't know what else to say here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and we shall return again. Very important to share to help us grow.